Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregor Manorino, Wednesday, March 27, 2024. This is my pre-market report. But before I start to talk about economic news and whatever else is going on here this morning, I want to talk about something else. I'm getting a lot of flack, especially over the last couple of days. Why? It appears that the videos that I have done last night and yesterday morning, have kind of struck a chord with certain people. And it seems like it's quite a few of you. Let me put this into perspective for those of you that are curious about this. So I'm being called irresponsible by quite a bunch of people for putting the current environment together for you in a way that I feel it's going, quite obviously. And I believe most of you would agree with me on this. And then more so for trying to explain to people where opportunity is. Look, this whole thing, in case you don't know, is about trying to come up with what is most likely going to happen. And yes, this is a game of incomplete information. I've covered this for a million times. But that doesn't mean that we cannot make educated choices and decisions as to what we need to do. What are we supposed to do? For those of you that take exception to me coming out here and putting together the current environment and explaining to you people where I believe at least the opportunity lies, what are we supposed to do? Sit back here and suck our freaking thumbs as we're being destroyed, as we're being wiped out? That's what they want us to do. Not act, not take action. I think that is just frankly ridiculous. There are people out here who believe with their whole hearts that you must be in the dollar. King dollar. King dollar. Really? For those of you out here that believe, I guess, that we, the people of the world, need to be in a central bank issued note, explain that to me in a concise way that makes sense. Because what I see here is what I've been explaining to all of you for over 10 years, that is, central banks are in a race to the bottom. They're destroying the purchasing power of the currency. I mean, if you can't see what's going on, if you believe that the dollar is king or central bank notes are where you need to be, I personally believe you're ill, probably mentally ill. You don't see what's going on here, and you need to take action, meaning you need to be in an anti-debt unit. Physical silver, I can't believe there are people out here that are telling me how wrong I am. And I get this a lot, but especially lately. Oh, Greg, you're telling people the wrong thing. They shouldn't be in gold or silver or commodities. I've been telling people that forever, but lately I've been pushing that point home. And a lot of you have taken exception to my call that people should, if you have the means, okay, get exposure to commodities on a broader base via an exchange-traded fund because these are derivatives. Yes, they're derivatives. I get that here. But that does not mean that there is potential opportunity here. Look, there is no way. Let me say this, okay? There is no way to completely eliminate risk. Once you're involved in this market in any way. And we all are. I mean, if you work for these central bank issued notes, which are tradable assets, okay, you're in the market, period. If you are going to a store and buying food or buying fuel or whatever, you're in the market. You're participating in it. So that's another thing. Oh, Greg, you know, you're telling people to participate in the market. This is just a big no, you shouldn't be doing that. But these people fail to understand that they themselves are in the market. Just because they transact in dollars, because they're going to the store buying things, they are in the market. The market is, it's a thing that involves pretty much everything that we do. You know, going back to just working for the privilege to borrow these dollars that you work for. You don't own them. They're owned by the issuing central bank. And they're owed back to the issuing central bank plus the interest that they create out of nothing. So for those of you that are coming out and you know, kind of like, Greg, you know, you're telling people the wrong thing. And that's another one. How's Greg, you're being very irresponsible for telling people to belong this market. I've been telling people to belong this market since Donald Trump's first tenure as president. I said this was a game changer and the market was going to skyrocket. That's exactly what has happened here. And it's continuing to do so under the current freak that sits behind the Resolute desk, and they have no say-so as to what's going on here at all. This is easy money. You have to understand the situation. It's never changed. Since the meltdown of 2008, more easy money has been pumped into the world markets and the world economy than we have ever seen in the history of the financial world, and it's not going to stop. The mechanism behind here is just too simple to understand. Suppressed rates just opens a doorway for cash to make its way into risk assets. The stock market. That's why we've seen what we're seeing, what we're going to see moving forward. I understand that it's not simple for people who have, let's say, a regular 9-to-5 job, who do whatever they do to get their head around the market. Me, it's all I do is study the markets, the flow of cash through the markets. It moves in predictable patterns, and this is how you and I have been able to stay ahead of the curve. And that's another thing. Greg, you're so irresponsible for telling people to buy Bitcoin, to get into cryptocurrencies. Really, honestly, I think I've nailed this to the wall probably better than most people, maybe not everyone. But if you recall, right here on this blog, when Bitcoin was at 17,500, I said, this looks like a good time to buy Bitcoin. We're at 70,000. If you bought it at 17, you made an enormous profit here, and there's more to be made, in my opinion. When I come out here every day and I make a case for what's happening, all right, you are free to have your opinion on it. But if you do and you say, Greg, you're wrong about something, explain to me why. Not just, Greg, you're wrong. It doesn't make any sense, and I'm willing to learn. I tell you this all the time. If I come out here and say, okay, you should be long the market because of this. You should be long Bitcoin because of this. You should be buying gold and silver because of this. You should be getting out of the dollar because of this. And if you feel that I am wrong, maybe I am. I am willing to accept that. But you must lay out a case, because teach us all what you feel is the right thing to do. We must. And I can't underscore that enough. Counter-strategize against what is happening to us here. We are being systematically wiped out. We're being destroyed. Now let's talk about some of the economic news so I can prove this to you. So home prices in cities around the United States have now hit a new record high. Imagine my shock there. It's not going to stop until it does. Until they stop suppressing rates, which is never going to happen. Until these central banks stop devaluing their currency, which is never going to happen until the eventual meltdown, because that's what they're trying to do. They are trying to extort control out of us via a systemic meltdown that is going to engulf the entire world. That's fact. And then they're going to issue in a new system. They're going to make people beg for it. You know that. So again, home prices, record high, yet again, in cities around the United States, in every major city, as a matter of fact. Credit card debt, household debt, personal debt, soaring out of control. Credit card debt, a new record high. Imagine my shock there too. People, let me just say this too. Let me try to put another perspective on this for you. First of all, there is not another guy out here, and maybe I'm wrong on this too, who has your back more than me. I come out here every day, twice a day, trying to put this into perspective for you so you can best understand what's going on. I want to help people. That's a fact. And if you think I'm wrong, as I said, tell me why. But I'm out here every day trying to outline this for you in a way that you can understand. And I think if you go back as far as you want to go, we've nailed it to the wall. More so than that, we've been so far ahead of the curve here that we've been able to put ourselves in the right spots before it actually happened, with this stock market, with Bitcoin, for example, with things like commodities and gold and silver. These are the long game. These are insurance policies in many, many ways. Eventually, we are going to get a meltdown in that debt market that's going to rock the core of the earth, that's going to destroy stock markets around the world, and risk on is going to turn risk off. Cash is going to move. It doesn't fly away to money heaven. It moves into other assets. People, this should be very simple for you to understand. And that's what I'm trying to do. take what appears to be a complex topic, break it down to its root cause. Okay, I learned this practicing medicine for 20 freaking years. What's the root cause of the problem? Let's address that, and then we could kind of bleed off into everything else. So you understand how this works? This is not nearly as complicated as medicine is, or the human body, which is the most complicated machine in the history of the world, in my view. A living entity is a difficult thing to get your head around. And anyway, much more complicated than these markets. Let me just say that. This is not hard to understand. If you break this down, we know who our enemy is. We know what they want to do. They're not going to stop inflating. Debts and deficits are going to hyper balloon from here. War is going to expand greatly, and it is. All the things we said would happen. The distractions, the deceptions, the look here's, the don't look there's. If we keep our head in the right spot, and we can understand what's happening, this doesn't have to be difficult. I really believe what it comes down to is what I outlined in my video yesterday, fear. Fear is a paralyzer. If you have fear about anything, well, you're just done. You got to stop being afraid, and you got to take action. I don't know another way to say this. I've been telling you this for I don't know how long. This is a channel for people who are not really looking to be entertained, although I try to be funny from time to time. I try to take a subject that is kind of mind-screwing and twisting and put a little humor in it. But the fact of the matter is, this really isn't funny. The fact of the matter is, we need to take action and we need to do it now. You understand? We're going to get a systemic meltdown. There's no doubt about it. It's being engineered. And by systemic, I mean it's going to pervade everything here. And it's going to sweep the globe. Until that time, we look for opportunity. And even at that time, there's going to be opportunity as well. You got it? You think you get it? To those people that are, you know, telling me how wrong I am and calling me out and saying I'm doing the wrong thing. Tell me why. Don't just say, Greg, this. Explain to me in a way that I can understand it, that we can all understand it. I think we all have something to learn from each other, and I'm willing to learn, as I've been telling you forever. All right, look, I'm out of here. I hope this video has been at least enlightening in some way to you. All right, people, I will see you later. 4:05 p.m. Eastern for my live stream. I hope to see you there. And with that, take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. I'll see you later.